This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Many of us are looking outside the windows. Many of us have been outside over the past several days and have been less than thrilled with what Mother Nature has dumped upon us, especially as a preamble, as a prelude, if you will, to the holiday weekend of Memorial Day, the weather. Is there anybody better with whom to speak about the weather than meteorologist Andy Parker? I certainly think not. And let's bring Andy to you on News Radio 930 WBEN on the Trocare College WBEN live line. Oh, Andy, 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 what is Mother Nature doing to us this May? Because it feels somehow cruel and unusual.
Yeah, this late in the month, you know, in the early part of the month, you kind of get that April hangover, right? The April showers linger into May. And then all of a sudden, usually May, mid-month, flips the switch. And we can go from wintertime, you know, and a couple inches of snow. And then all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, you're opening the pool and it's 80 degrees. Well, this time around here, we're looking at the end of May and it's not changing right now. We're kind of stuck in neutral in between the seasons. And that's kind of where we're sitting. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's I'm sorry. I don't mean to be a downer here. It's not just the rain, okay? It's the gray skies and it is the temperatures. And I know we have a lot of runners listening. Hello, Tim Wenger. We have a lot of runners listening and it's got to be tough to be a runner, right, Tanner Saunders? And talk to us about the temperatures for this time of year. And number one, how off are they? Number two, how long, Andy? How much longer?
Well, let me put it in perspective. It's actually warmer in Alaska right now than it is in Buffalo, New York, by about 3 degrees. And the things that you talk about, there's sunshine in Alaska. They have a sunny 51 in Anchorage or Fairbanks when I looked at it. I think both of them are both warmer than us, but either way. And here we have the three things that you talked about. You had the cool air, that breeze, and then the occasional rain showers with the cloudy skies. So those three factors, you know, you get a 70 degree day, 78 degrees outside, and you have some rain showers with no wind, and it's okay, it's palatable. I can still, you know, find some time in between here and do this. But when you drop that temperature down to around 50, and then you throw a breeze in there, and then you keep it damp and cloudy, I mean, it's the worst. It eliminates baseball games. It's going to be tough for anybody that wants to be outside because it has that raw feel to it, the R-A-W. So when you're out running or you're doing anything, your skin gets colder because of the wind and the rain. So your damp and any exposed skin is going to cool even quicker in that type of a situation. So for runners, when it's not going to be insanely cold tomorrow. It's not like we're starting off in the 20s or anything, but it's going to be that damp, cool 40s to start, but it never warms up. So you're going to see a lot of red-nosed runners with fingers that are probably a little chilly, and then but their blood will be flowing. You know, you're running a marathon here. It's not like you're sitting on a lawn chair.
You know, I just can't wait till tomorrow so I can see if I can do another 4-minute mile. I'm really looking forward to that. I'm such a running guy with runner's legs. So as far as these cold temperatures, Andy, as you look into the wonderful world of statistics and everything else, how much longer do we have to deal with this?
As we take a look at this, everybody's like, when's it going to break? When's it going to break? It's not going to break tomorrow. We're going to have a similar day to today, about 53 degrees, give or take. That same breeze will be there. Lots of clouds, occasional on and off rain showers. Sunday is the day where a lot of people are going to say, it feels like we're turning the corner. And then as soon as you feel like that around 10 or 11 in the morning, Mother Nature is going to remind you, the door isn't closed and you haven't turned yet, because the rain showers are going to pop up between, looks like late morning and dinner. So it'll look better. It'll feel a little better with some sunshine, but then those clouds pop up and they drop rain. So Monday, everybody's got Monday. Well, I shouldn't say everybody. The kids and the government agencies, a lot of people have Monday off. They have plans outside and it's going to work out. Monday is the day that you can finally say, okay, this is more like May. We'll be in the mid-60s. There's going to be a decent amount of sunshine. The wind is light. We get the trifecta, but it takes until Monday. And when you start looking in the rearview mirror, you're like, wow, we just racked up, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then half a sun. It's all of a sudden starting to add up. The last time, Tom, we had 10 double digits. So let's say 10 days, double-digit number of days, with a daytime temperature, high temperature less than 60 degrees. I think you've got to go back to, if I'm correct, I think it's 2000. So it's been about 5 years since we've had this many. I have 2020. So that's about how long, and we had 12 in that month. So is this unheard of? Are we in unprecedented, uncharted territory? No, but it has been a few years since we've had anything like this. Last year, May was practically record-setting. We'd been in the 80s six times. We ended up 6 degrees above normal for the month. So if we compare it to last year, it's really kind of unfair year to year, because it was a very warm, sunny May last year.
Andy Parker, meteorologist, with us on the Trocare College WBEN Live Line and WBEN Arthur Pressman Traffic Attorney. Time is 2:17. On a related front, Andy, many of us have, shall we say, allergies to things like tree pollen, which happens to be on the high side right now. Is the rain really doing anything to knock some of that out of the air before it enters our respiratory system?
I have some of those seasonal allergies. They hit in May. As soon as the cottonwood begins drifting through the air, that's when I start to feel it. And just from my own personal experience, I haven't seen as much cottonwood to this part of the year as yet. So I'm doing pretty well personally. And the same type of thing, I think, is going to resonate to people who have those seasonal allergies in the spring, is that a dampened beginning to the spring has kind of delayed a lot of the pollen propagation, maybe by a week or two. So I don't think it's going to eliminate it, but I do think it may have delayed the onset for some folks.
That's interesting, because it's still high. Hey, if you miss your old friend Cottonwood, if you go to the river I think it's the town, but it could be pushing into the city, go to the Niagara River and just take a little walk around your favorite cottonwood trees, and you're going to meet your old friend again, Mr. Cottonwood. So getting back to Monday, which is Memorial Day itself, you're telling us, Andy, and remember, your entire career and reputation and validity are on the line with everything you are about to say. You're not under oath, but pretty darn close to it. Monday, are you going to guarantee that it's going to be mostly sunny, it's going to be in the mid-60s, and we're not going to have to deal with rain or other inclement factors?
Yes, absolutely. That's going to be the day that we can say it finally dried out in Western New York. We're going to have the indications are very high that this system that had been just kind of detached from the jet stream, floating, drifting aimlessly, producing clouds and showers for all these days, finally going to ride off into the Atlantic Ocean, leaving us in a pocket of sunshine. And there's no fast-moving system that'll sweep in and take over. We will see that one exit, and slowly the next one will arrive, That will give us that time from Monday through the end of Wednesday to enjoy some dry weather here in Western New York.
Okay, so folks, if you're just joining us, can't lie, the rest of the day will pretty much be what you see is what you get. Same thing for tomorrow, same thing for Sunday. Andy Parker is saying Monday, Memorial Day itself, should be absolutely sterling. And looking back, Andy, from being a kid, it seems like every Memorial Day was a beautiful day, even those that started out. And keep in mind, this was before Doppler radar and everything. Even if it started out rainy, it always seemed to get sunny by the time of the big parade in Kenmore we used to attend. So it just seems like if we'd had a day like today, things just wouldn't have been the same in the old memory. So Monday is going to be a glorious day for parades, commemorations, ceremonies, services, backyard barbecues, etc. You are guaranteeing it. And I guess the downside of that, yes, Mr. Negative here. Hi, how are you? Downside is we only get to enjoy it until about Wednesday evening.
Yes, that's correct. So we'll have that type of weather through around Wednesday. That's when the next weather system comes in. It'll bring a round of showers on Thursday and then to some degree on Friday as well. So we do have about 3 days. It doesn't seem fair. It seems like we paid enough of a price. We should get about 5 days of dry, sunny weather, but we'll take the three that we get there, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Andy, I don't know if this falls under your bailiwick, but I'm going to ask anyway. One of the things a lot of people have been saying is, I can't believe how much my grass is growing. People are cutting it maybe twice a week. What's up?
Yeah, grass absolutely loves this. It doesn't like being baked on with a full sun and drying out. The fact that the ground is staying wet, the air is cool, it is the optimum grass growing weather, anywhere between 50 and 70 degrees. And even without the full sun, it's still getting enough of the daylight for it to react and grow. And yes, it is doing the best that it could possibly be. If you were trying to go grow grass, this spring has been the best grass growing weather, as long as you didn't get one of those torrential downpours and it washes your seed away. But yeah, everything is just taking off right now. The lawns couldn't be better, and there's certainly no issue with a drought right now in Western New York.
No, that would be an understatement. Washes your seed away. Sounds downright Old Testament biblical, not going to lie. Andy Parker, meteorologist, is with us on the WBEN Trocar College Live Line. WBEN Arthur Pressman, traffic attorney time is 2:22. So I just want to get a number from you. And if you said this and I got distracted, I apologize. Our temperatures right now are around 50 degrees. What should we be seeing this time of the day, this time of year?
We're at 70 right now. I think either yesterday or today was the day that our average daytime temperature hit 70 degrees. It doesn't mean it's there every single day, but it becomes kind of the average. So you look over the last 100 years and you'd say that some days are above, some days are below, but the average for this time of year is 70 degrees. And so to be 20 degrees below that number is quite the departure from normal. 5 degrees either direction, it puts you in the ballpark. People don't really notice it. Once you go more than 5 degrees from what the average is, people begin to take notice. 61, 62, they'll say, ooh, it's a little cool for this time of year, right? Or if it gets up to maybe 77, 78, well, it's a little warm for this time of year. Everyone has that kind of internal temperature. You're tied to that. It's not down to the degree, but to me, it's 5 degrees either side of that. Once it gets beyond that, that's when people will start to comment and make comments about the temperature. And when you're 20 degrees below, it is when Alaska is outpacing you, you know you're at kind of the bottom of the barrel.
Especially with the sunshine factor you were kind enough to mention earlier. People in Alaska walk around with those seasonal affective disorder baseball hats to give themselves some light during the very little daylight hours. And sometimes I feel like maybe we should have some of those here in Western New York. But I'll tell you what drama is. Anybody who's gotten off a plane Monday or Tuesday from Florida and steps into this weather, that's a bit of a shock.
Oh my gosh, not only from the lack of, the humidity and the heat that you walked out of, but just the mood killer, the buzz kill that these clouds and that breeze are. take the temperature out of it. It's just we need to get some daylight back here.
So you want to talk about chemtrails? At some point, Andy, we've got to talk about chemtrails, because I had never believed that chemtrails were a thing until I started doing the deep dive down the rabbit hole. And on Tuesday, I took a picture, actually three pictures, if you must know, of what I believe, if there are chemtrails, they were chemtrails. They didn't look like the normal aviation stuff that you see coming out of a plane. It was dispersing. And people have actually run tests on rainwater, and they found things that ought not to be in rainwater all over the world. Things like lithium, barium, aluminum is big. And I really wonder what's going on with that. I was a doubter and a skeptic until recently, and now I'm a little bit more open-minded toward the idea that we're being sprayed with something for some reason, and I don't know what it would be.
Recent government, they've revealed that they have been doing this. And that was kind of a shock, a confirmation for a lot of people who always believed and they were kind of felt they were on the fringe. But I think the revelations by some of the government agencies, not just here in the United States, but globally, that this was a thing. And I think that has that's led to more questions, and it's absolutely worth your time to do a deep dive into that.
Absolutely. And David DiPietro and Nick Orticelli are two people who turned me on to the idea of chemtrails, along with my lovely bride. And I have been fascinated by what I've found, and something that I used to poo-poo as silliness and nonsense, I think I'm becoming a believer. Andy, at some point, too, we've got to talk about weather control, which, by the way, links into the whole idea of chemtrails, the idea that our weather can be and is manipulated. I know that into really George Norrie ground, but why not?
Well, you know what? Chemtrails they sounded like science fiction just about two, 3 years ago. And now all of a sudden, you know, that has become science fact. And now you start to look at the other things and say, well, these are also science fiction. Is there any fact to it? And the question is, well, what evidence do we have? And there is some out there. It's still fringe. There's been no government omissions to say, hey, look, we've done this or we're trying this. But you've got to start thinking that that's the possibility as well.
Well, Andy, I'm actually very happy to hear you say what you have just said, because I'm kind of coming to the same conclusion. And I'll quote Shakespeare again: there is more in heaven and earth, Horatio, than is dreamt of in your philosophy. In other words, a lot more in the world of knowledge that science doesn't even know yet or hasn't revealed yet. Andy, with that, I shall let you go. Now that you've joined me in my weirdness, I'm greatly appreciative, and I thank you very kindly for your time, sir.
All right, Tom. Have a great holiday.
Oh, Andy, I'm sorry. How do people get to be a part of your life?
Oh, real quick. All you've got to do is send me a text. If you're looking to have an update on the weather, if you want to complain or holler about the clouds, just send a text to 503-ANDY. That's 716-503-2639. That's my cell phone. You send text the word weather. You'll get the information, the forecast back real quick. If you have any questions, text them like you're texting a friend. Just save the real vulgar stuff for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.